Welcome to Kolisha, the podcast of heterodox Jewish women. This is a very short podcast, as I am busy getting ready for Pesach, for Passover. But I really was struck today by an article in the Times about J.K. Rowling. There was a Twitter exchange yesterday between her and Adam Harris. He tweeted, "Just waiting for Dan and Emma to give you a very public apology, safe in the knowledge that you will forgive them." To which Rowling responded, "Not safe, I'm afraid. Celebs who cozied up to a movement intent on eroding women's hard-won rights and who used their platforms to cheer on the transitioning of minors can save their apologies for traumatized detransitioners and vulnerable women reliant on single-sex spaces." Now, I don't think that this exchange is accurately reflected by the headline in the Times article that she would not forgive them. She's not saying that, but rather that she will be reluctant to forgive, will be slow to forgive, that it would need a lot more than just an "I'm sorry" for her to forgive them, because the harm done by these sorts of celebrities is just so large. So many damaged and broken people. But I think, although I love J.K. Rowling, I think that she's actually wrong on this. And I say this in spite of the fact that there are people who have hurt me and who maybe emotionally I would find it difficult to forgive if they apologized. But that, again, would be wrong no matter how difficult it is. And I'm going to tell you why. It reminds me of one of the stories told by Reb Shlomo Carlbach, who was a great storyteller, however great his personal faults might have been, about a great miser. Some of you may know the story. I'm going to read part of it. There was the background is that there was a great need to raise money because somebody had been kidnapped. Who right before his wedding, and they needed to raise a huge ransom to redeem him from the captors. This is in Eastern Europe. And the only place that they can think of to go is a wealthy miser. And this man is well known as not having given away a single penny in all his life. Apparently, he even has a sign outside his house that says, "To all beggars, anyone who trespasses on my property will get shot." And what happened is, if you went to his house and you knocked to try to get charity from him, all he would ever do is offer you a single rusty penny, which of course was derisory. He was just doing it just to show his disgust and his dismissal of your needs. And so people never would take the rusty penny. And in the story, as Reb Shlomo tells it, they go, a group of rabbis take the courage to go to the miser's house anyway. And he goes and he fetches this rusty penny. And the Alter Rebbe, rather than rebuking the miser, he takes the penny from the miser's hand and he says, thank you so much." And what happens is, the miser then is so overjoyed that the penny has been taken that he goes back and he gets more money. And they end up getting the full sum for the ransom from the miser. And his life is transformed and he becomes a Baal Teshuva. He returns to Judaism. Wonderful, wonderful ending. So why am I telling this story? What's it got to do with J.K. Rowling and those two arrogant kids who have double-crossed her and have obviously haven't apologized, and whether she will forgive them? Well, I think that there's a great temptation at the moment in the culture wars, when people have done things that are really quite shocking and wrong and hurtful, to get bitter and not to forgive. And what we need to remember is that somebody like Daniel Radcliffe or Emma Watson is a bit like that miser in the Reb Shlomo Carbach story. It's very, very difficult for people once they've gone down a certain rabbit hole and adopted certain positions in order to please various people who would absolutely destroy you if you were to blaspheme. It's very difficult for such people to break ranks and say anything that disagrees. And what we have to do, those of us who understand the righteousness of our cause, is we must not be dismissive when we're offered a rusty penny of a tiny bit of apology, of a tiny bit of acknowledgement that maybe somebody got something wrong. It's very, very difficult to offer that first rusty penny. We have to take it, and we have to be graceful about it. And we have to help people find the strength to go back and then say, yes, I was wrong about this, and I was also wrong about that. And then people can actually find the strength to make amends. And if we act in a miserly way ourselves, and we don't graciously accept the tiny little offerings of apologies that come our way, we take away the opportunity to pull people out of the rabbit holes that they are buried in. Because very often what's happening is, you think, this is some arrogant, nasty person, how dare they? But maybe it's a hand reaching up and saying, please grab my hand, give me a little pull to help me come out. And then you see what might come out of it. And what do we lose from accepting these small apologies? I mean, you can say, I accept that. I really appreciate that. I don't think what you're doing is enough. That penny, it's not enough. We need this many hundred rubles as the ransom for the bridegroom who has been kidnapped before his wedding. Obviously, the rusty penny isn't enough. Obviously, the tiny little bit of apology isn't enough. But it's still something, and accepting it still makes it easier for somebody to go back and pull deeper into their spiritual pocket, mental pocket, emotional pocket, however you want to visualize it, and reach the strength to be able to fully acknowledge how wrong people have been. So I hope that you enjoyed that, and I wish you a Shabbat Shalom for those who observe. Thank you for listening to Heterodox Jewish Women. If you look in the show notes, you'll find a link to the Times article and the Book of Stories by Reb Shlomo Carlbach.